It's time for a gut check. Are you going big and reaching for your goals with everything you've got, doing what it takes to get it done? Maybe you find yourself in the middle, coasting for a little while, playing it safe, doing just enough to get by, but nothing that's going to create new waves. Or perhaps as I ask this, you find yourself hiding, stuck, frozen in inaction, and playing it small. There's no right answers here. I'm asking because it's time for a gut check. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Gray. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. And today in the Mindset Lab, we're digging into a little bit of a check-in with ourselves on where we're at, how close we are to reaching our goals, and what we need to do to take ourselves to the next step. I hope you'll stay tuned. And we're back. Thanks for joining me. I asked the question, where are you right now? And offering you the opportunity to have this gut check. Because I think sometimes we start losing our way a little bit on the path that we're on the goals that we're working on, the life we want to have, or the businesses we want to run. We get caught in the regular everyday. Things tend to become a little bit habitual or routine. Sometimes we're just, doing enough to get by, and life gets away with us. And if we don't take a moment to stop and check in with ourselves about where we're at, where we want to be, then sometimes we never get back on the path. Now, today, for most people around the, around the world right now, it's like that back to school season, right? Where people have had their summertime breaks, their family vacations, they've gotten some downtime, hopefully. And now's the time when everything starts up again and you get into new routines and everything's fresh and the kids get to go and they get their back to school supplies and they get all their new notebooks. And then get the fresh starts. And when I was a therapist, this was always a really busy time in my private practice because it kind of, that September time, that new school year time, still for a lot of people triggers that thinking of where am I right now and where do I want to be and how close am I to getting there? It's a really good time to just take a pause. Now, I asked you at the beginning of the show, where are you right now? Are you just crushing it, going after what you want and your goals and the things you're working on, the life you want to have, the business you want to run with everything you've got? Do you maybe find yourself in the middle, just coasting, playing it safe, doing the regular day-to-day chores, but not doing anything to raise the bar, to improve, what's going on in your personal life or having important conversations? You're just kind of coasting along, playing it safe, not like taking any dips, but not taking any gains either. Or as I ask you this, do you find yourself really recognizing that you're playing it small? That you're hiding, that you're frozen, you're not really doing anything. Sure, you said at some point that you had these goals and now you don't. I'm asking not because there's a right answer. There's actually no right answer here. But the question is, where are you and are you good with it? Are you where you want to be? My husband and I are preparing to do a move in a couple of months, sometime between November and January, and I'm sure you guys are going to end up hearing all about it because I tend to verbally process some of these things. But at the time we decided to move cross country, knowing that it was coming up, I made an active choice to start coasting in my business a little bit, that I wasn't going to start any new initiatives. I wasn't going to take on any new projects. I was just going to do what I've been doing because all of my time and attention, any spare time or attention rather, really should be spent on my personal life with my friends and family, kind of getting them on board with what I'm doing next, and then getting us ready to move. And what's been happening is I took a couple of days last week and I was out of town in Denver while my husband had a medical conference, and I could not stop thinking about my business. Sure, I know everything that I need to do for the move. I know all of the steps I'm going to need to take. The phone calls that need to get made, the decisions that need to get done. But there's something going on for me where I kind of recognize like coasting isn't going to work. I've got things to do for my business that I want to accomplish. And I did that gut check and I realized that maybe I only needed some time away. Maybe when I took that breath and said, I'm just going to coast for a while, maybe that was my cue to just say, you need some time off. You need to back off and step away for a bit. That's what I'm learning about myself. But I only figured it out by stopping and pausing. If you're going after it and you're crushing it and this is where you want to be, good for you. Some people think that that's the only cylinder they're allowed to operate on until they find success. Some of them, and I found myself in this boat recently, just keep going and going and going because they think if they stop, the momentum will stop. Or if they haven't reached their goals yet, if they haven't gotten the success that they want, they start to think it's not going to happen if they take a break. And I want you to check in with... Sorry about that, friends. I got cut off in my last sentence of my last segment. But as I was asking you, is where you're at right now where you want to be? If you were in the hustle and you were just grinding it out day in, day out, and you're a weekend warrior and you're working nights trying to accomplish something big for your business, a side hustle, or you're just going after a huge personal dream and training for a 5K or a marathon or some physical competition, it's good to be that goal-oriented and to be that focused. You want to be sure, though, that you're doing it for the right reasons. And you still want to make sure that you're taking time to pause, check in with yourself, and make sure you don't need a break. Because you got to think about life, like this thing we're doing, building the lives and the businesses we love as a marathon and not a race. And if you have been operating towards your goals in a race mentality, you're going to burn out before you get there. So just do a gut check for a second. And if you are just crushing it and going after it, good for you. And I'm happy for you. So long as you're happy for yourself and that it's working for you and it's helping you get to where you want to be and it's not making you feel drained, tired, unhappy, or resentful. Now, if you find yourself in the place where you're just kind of coasting and you've got things done and you have routines and your life and your business is running along swimmingly and you're good with it, then I'm really happy for you too, because we need that time to stop for air. We need that time to regroup, recharge, kind of update our versions of ourselves a little bit. Who are we now that we've just done a huge chunk of work? Because I think sometimes the risk is when people go, go, go all the time and they never stop and say, who am I now that I've accomplished all of this? Sometimes they land in that final place of success and they feel lost and they have no clue who they are. It's really good to take time to just catch up with yourself, to do as you do and go about your regular every day. However, sometimes people stay in that middle a little bit too long and they forget that they haven't reached their big picture goal yet. They forget that they had other things they wanted to accomplish, other things in their life that they wanted to see, do, or experience. And playing it safe and staying in the middle starts to feel easy. Coasting is relaxing after all, right? Like if you think of yourself like on a river raft or something, like that's so pleasant and luxurious and it could be easy to stay there forever. But if we don't do a gut check on whether or not we still need to be there, whether or not coasting is serving us, we take the risk of staying safe, playing in the middle a little too long, and we delay our arrival to reaching the goals that we're really working for. The online entrepreneurial space has a lot of positive things to say when you're going for your dreams, when you're grinding it out and you're giving it everything you've got and you're just crushing all your goals in rapid succession at rapid speed. You get a lot of, you know, sort of pats on the back and congratulations when you're working so hard. And entrepreneurs appreciate people who kind of play it safe in the middle for a little while when they're coasting, because it's kind of seen as enjoying the lifestyle freedom you've worked so hard to get, that you can take an average afternoon off in the middle of your work week and just, you know, dine with a friend or, you know, engage in a golf game or something. That there's respect given to those choices. Where it gets really isolating, really lonely, and really hard is when you're hiding, stuck in fear, and playing small. You tend to be ignored sometimes, and you tend to feel the judgment of others. You get the questions on how you're spending your time or how close you are to your goal, or the dreaded question that asks you if you've simply changed your mind about what you wanted to do. That phase and that place in life can be really hard to sit in. And that's what forces people to look away sometimes. I think, though, if we can reframe that space and check in with yourselves and make sure that, like, you're owning where you're at and why you're there, I think a time of playing it small can actually be okay. Sometimes it's restorative. Sometimes it's healing even. If you think about squirrels and animals that kind of, you know, hoard chestnuts and acorns and things for the winter months when there's not as, you know, plentiful food around, sometimes they're hiding in trees and storing up their nests and they're not really doing anything but getting ready to wait out a long, hard winter. And sometimes when life has been hard or we've been faced with a lot of challenges, we need that time. But just like when we play it in the middle or we start hustling too long, if we stay in that one place too long, if we stay in the place of hiding or frozen or stuck for too long, we risk being cemented there. We risk being trapped there, and we risk our abilities to get out. Because sometimes when you do too much day in and day out of the same thing, it's really hard to see yourself doing anything else. If you're doing this gut check and you find yourself stuck and frozen in fear, I'm going to offer you a challenge. I'm first going to ask you, how long have you been there? If you're just taking a day and you're playing hooky from your life or business, that's totally fine and give yourself permission to do that. But if you know it's time to come out of the shadows, it's time to stand out and stand up for yourself, I'm going to ask that you do that. Take one step, take one action that gets you closer to the person you want to be. I could sit here and help you analyze why you got stuck and why you're not taking action and why you're not doing all the things you said, but I think that would only serve to beat you up further than you're probably already beating yourself up, and I don't think it solves a problem. What we need to get you to do is to do one thing differently, to change the habit, to take the next step, and to do that gut check. Wherever you find yourself, it really is okay, and there is no right answer. You just want to make sure you're consciously choosing where you're at, that it's where you want to be, or it's where you need to be, and that you're good with whatever natural consequence comes on the other side of staying in that place, because there's natural consequences at each stage. You can be hustling and grinding it out and working day and night on your dream, and there's going to be a cost to that, and there's going to be benefits. The same is true when you stay in the middle or you play small and hide. There's always going to be natural consequences that come with gains and wins and losses. You want to make sure that you're falling on the right side of that line and that it's all happening on your say-so. Because when you remain in control of your life, in control of the pacing of your dreams and the things that you're working on, you then get to control what happens next. When it's not a conscious choice and life is just running over you, doing what it does, and you're not paying attention, you risk having this moment where suddenly you look back and months have gone by, weeks, years, and you've never moved from the place that you're at. And there's nothing you can do about that other than take the moment that I'm offering you right now to stop, check in with yourself, make sure you're good with where you're at, and you determine where you want to go next. Thanks so much for joining me today. If I've sparked a conversation with yourself for you and you want to dig deeper, you might find a little ebook that I wrote a little bit helpful. I did a guide for helping you get unstuck. You can find it over at choosetohaveitall.com/guide. It'll give you good first steps to kind of look at, to think about where you're currently at and how to get to where you want to go. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll be talking to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.